The story to start the show was Roseanne Barr losing her TV show. You know, the reboot.
What's up, deplorable?
Aunt Jackie thinks every girl should grow up and be president, even if they're a liar, liar, pantsuit on fire.
Get it? So the show had some political digs. It wasn't planning on being a political show all the time, but obviously it set the tone. And what do you know, Roseanne Connor and Roseanne Barr had the same politics. And now, because of Roseanne Barr's racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett, the show has been canceled. On a phone line is Jason Nathanson, the entertainment reporter for ABC, who has what to say about this. Jason, when you first saw that tweet, did you think, slam dunk, the show's canceled?
No, not at all. I've seen Roseanne tweet many, many things over the past several years that have been offensive to a lot of people, that have caused a lot of Twitter to become upset. And you just never know where the line is these days. I mean, there's a lot of things that I think President Trump or people have thought President Trump has tweeted, which would be, okay, that's the one. That's the one that's going to go over the line. With Roseanne as well, with many people. You know, you just never know where the line is these days. So the fact that, that it became such an issue so fast, I thought was interesting. The fact that ABC fired and canceled her show so quickly, didn't see that coming.
I wonder how many people lose a job as a result of this. We're all talking about Roseanne. You know, ABC also canceled The Chew, which Bill and Wendy were talking about today. It's a popular show at my house as well, and everybody was focusing on the host, actually on The Chew. They also went back to the staff. But I think, what a shame that many other people now don't have work, you know?
Yeah, that's true. When it comes to something like The Chew, shows get canceled all the time. That's the nature of the business. If you go into it, you know that that's going to happen. I mean, it's always sad when it does happen, and yeah, people are out of jobs, but you're constantly finding new jobs, because in television, nothing runs. I mean, if you're lucky, you get 10 years on a show, but that's not the norm at all. Here on Roseanne, you had a lot of, it's a little different because you had a lot of people who thought they had a season two in the bag. You had crew members, hairstylists, makeup people, set dressers, things like that, who, it's possible if, say, I'm a young family man who worked on that show and thought, I got a season two in the bag, I'm going to buy a house here in Los Angeles because I know I have that income coming. That's the real shame in something like this.
So she tweets this thing about, she was also talking about Chelsea Clinton. She was on a bit of a Twitter rant in the last 24, 48 hours, but it was the Valerie Jarrett thing that did her in?
The last 10 years she's been on a Twitter rant. This has literally been a problem for a long time that ABC did not want to address. And a year ago at the Television Critics Association Summer Press Tour, President Channing Dungey, who was the one who fired Roseanne today, she was asked on stage, look, Roseanne tweets a lot, and a lot of it is crazy conspiracy theories, and a lot of it's unhinged. Is that something that concerns you? And Channing Dungey said, I just try to worry about the things that I can control. So this is something we knew a year ago could be a problem. Did we know it would lead to her being fired and losing her show, a show which was the number one show on ABC, the number one comedy on television, and the number three show overall on TV? I don't think we saw that coming, but we knew it would be a problem.
Then why did they fire her?
They fired her because they knew that they were going to get pushback from advertisers. The one thing networks fear more than anything else is an advertiser boycott. This is definitely the kind of thing that was going to lead to one. We saw so quickly, within a matter of an hour or so after the tweet, how much pushback there was. Roseanne herself apologized for it and deleted it, which is something she almost never does, at least give an apology for something like that. And it became very clear that advertisers were about to jump on board. Now, many people have said that it's possible that ABC was just looking for a reason to fire Roseanne, that it was sick of being in bed with her and her politics and the stuff that she was saying. That they could have been hypersensitive and hyper-aware, it's possible. But whatever the case, they moved very quickly.
Less than a minute left. Did they not, though, renew the show for a second season after the first episode of the first season?
Yeah, it was because of the ratings and everything. It was brought back very, very quickly because they had a hit on their hands. And
sure,
they want more than anything else. ABC doesn't have a lot of hits. it's got that and The Good Doctor and, you know, Grey's Anatomy.
That tweet and the firing are entities unto themselves. This isn't about Donald Trump. This isn't about national politics per se, is it?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's about racism more than anything else. If you look at it, Channing Dungey is the first African-American woman head of a network. And I'm not saying that she's more sensitive to things like that than anybody else, but she's the one who did the firing here. And I have to imagine that she was probably personally offended by this.
Jason Nathanson. It's always a pleasure, Jason. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Sure thing.